For some people, the holiday season would not be complete without the Nutcracker. But this year, theaters are closed and ballet companies are not able to gather. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on ways local companies are reinventing the Nutcracker for pandemic times.
In Philadelphia, the standard bearer of the Nutcracker is the Pennsylvania Ballet's version, choreographed by George Balanchine. A recording of last year's performance will be streamed online this year, but the only live version of the Nutcracker in Philadelphia will be the one-man Nutcracker. That's a comic solo play by Chris Davis, and he'll be performing while alone in a room streamed over the internet. Davis said he stopped all of his online performances earlier this year when George Floyd was killed by police in Minneapolis. He wanted to focus on protests and politics rather than theater. This Nutcracker will be his first time performing anything in 7 months.
I do feel like the Nutcracker now feels right because it's December, and I know so many people are sort of like pining for something to give a sense of like tradition and normalcy.
A different version of the Nutcracker will be performed in an immersive 3D digital environment. The Drexel University Jazz Orchestra will perform Duke Ellington's arrangement of the Nutcracker Suite in a computer-generated stage atop a snow-capped mountain. Each player recorded their individual parts at home against a green screen, and then those videos were assembled together on a virtual stage. It will be streamed on Thursday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.